Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a beautiful, blessed night it is to be in the house of God. Let's give the Lord another clap offering. Amen, amen. Well, I want to welcome you to tonight's Friday night explosion service / gang service. And I just want you all to feel welcome. Amen. We love you. We're here to pray with you. This is a church that you can call home. Amen. Before I start this evening's message, I would like to open up in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, my God, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done within our lives, my God. How you continue on moving us from the next level to the next level to the next, my God. How you continue on allowing your glory, my God, to shine through us, my God. May we represent you correctly, my God. May we represent you, Lord, everywhere we go, my God. May your anointing fall upon this church, my God. May your anointing fall upon this message, my God. I ask you, Lord, that you would give us revelation here tonight, my God, that you would open our minds, my God, that you would open up our hearts, my God, that this seed would fall on good soil, my God. We thank you and we love you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, I don't know about you guys, but I'm happy to be here tonight. Amen. Because I know beforehand when I was out there in the world, I was miserable. And just to be here in the house of God with my other brothers and sisters here smiling, amen. It's a good, great feeling, amen. Amen. I know I ain't the only one that's happy to be here. I know I ain't the only one happy to have my life transformed. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to thank my pastor for always continuously pouring out on me, for always keeping me in his prayers, for always looking out for me and my family, for being there. I thank you, Pastor, and I love you. Him and his beautiful wife always continuously been there for me and my family every step of the way. Every step of the way. Amen. And my beautiful wife, who's not here right now, she's in San Antonio. Amen. She's at the women's retreat. Hallelujah. You know, getting her double portion, getting her anointing. Amen. Over there. So let's just continue on keeping the ladies in prayer for Traveling Mercies. They'll be returning with us shortly. Amen. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles here today, we're going to start in Matthew chapter 28. And if you don't have your Bibles, we have the scriptures on the screen. And before I start this scripture, I have a quote here. One has to devote oneself to a particular pursuit. To be successful at anything, you have to make total commitment to it. Amen. And if you're taking notes here tonight, I titled this message, Commitment to Personal Growth. Amen. Commitment to personal growth. Because in order for us to grow this church, in order for us to make an impact in this region, in this city, amen, it starts with you and I. It starts with you and I. And I'm happy to see some new faces here. Amen. And I always believe in, like my pastor, he always goes to the foundation. Amen. And that's what we're going to be talking here tonight. A real simple, easy message. Amen. And we're going to start reading. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. And the word of God reads, Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples. Say, make disciples. Of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. This sums up what our goal is as born-again Christians. Amen. It is to go and make disciples of all the nations. Amen. And in order for us to go and make disciples of all nations, amen, it starts with you and I. Look at your neighbor and says, it starts with you and I. Amen. You know, and for us to be able to make an impact in somebody's life, amen, we have to get these simple truths, amen. These simple truths to know that this is what our life goal is. Amen. When we wake up in the morning, it's what can I do for Jesus today? Amen. When we wake up every single day, amen. I know we all have busy lives. We all have busy schedules. But my brothers, my sisters, don't let that distract you. Don't let that distract you from your calling. Don't let that distract you from our true calling in our life. Amen. Because how many of us know the workplace will do anything and everything to suck up every ounce of our time? Amen. Sometimes we have to give our time to the workplace. We have to give our time to the family. And there's nothing wrong with that. Amen. But we got to know who comes first. Amen. We got to remember at the end of the day, what did we do? What did we accomplish? Did we fulfill our time wisely? Did we do what we can say to Lord if we were to go and meet him tonight or tomorrow? Because, amen, we ain't promised tomorrow. And if we were to stand before the holy God of all the universe and say, Lord, I gave my all today. Amen. I gave my all today. We need to know that there are people out here dying. There's an epidemic in this world. It's a crisis of how many souls are going every single day. Amen. How many of us want to reach some souls here tonight? How many of us want to make an impact in this world tonight? How many of us want to punch the kingdom of darkness for what they've done in our life? Amen. And then go and shake and try to wake up our next brother, our sister, our dads, our moms, our brothers, our sisters. Amen? Amen. Look at your neighbor and says, it starts with you and I. Amen, amen. And because it starts with you and I got to do some homework. You and I need to be putting in every single day. Just like when we put in at work, just like when we put in at the job. You know, even Newton, Sir Isaac Newton will say for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. We cannot do nothing and expect something to happen. That's the definition of sanity. Amen. Expecting different results, but doing the same thing over and over and over. Amen. I've been stuck like that, thinking that I was doing what I was doing, but in reality, I was holding myself back. Because of whatever it may have been, whatever that issue that or insecurity that I felt within my life, something that I felt that was holding me back or something I fully did not want to be vulnerable to. Amen. And how many of us know when we represent Christ, we got to be open. We got to be vulnerable to ourselves. We got to be honest with ourselves. Because I know sometimes I'll lie to myself, I'm fine, I'm okay, but I'm not, and that's the enemy whispering in your ear, amen, he doesn't want us, he hates us, he's not our friend, when he's sitting there dangling temptation that he knows is your little sweet spot, he's not doing that because he's your boy. Because he wants to hang out? Because he has your best interest at heart? When Jesus gave his life for us. Amen. And you know what? As we continue on going off of Pastor Charlie's series of commitment, we need to be committed. We need to be committed. Starting with ourselves. Because we can't give out something that we don't have inside of us. We cannot give and help hurting people when we can't manage ourselves, amen? But we can. Don't let the enemy fool you for 1 second to thinking that you can't do this. This is too hard. You weren't built for this. You're not strong enough. You can't endure this storm, amen? How many of us are some warriors up in here? Can I hear your warrior cry? Come on. We are some warriors. Because you know what? When we was in the world, we were some warriors, right? Whatever our trade was, whatever our vice was, weren't we the best at it? Didn't we excel to try to pass everybody else up? Amen? I know when I was a toker, oh, help us, Lord. I could do more, better, longer, whatever, than anybody else. Amen? But when I come here to prayer, you know, I get real meek. I get real conservative. Amen? How many of us know the enemy gave us our best training? Amen? And I'm going to be talking about some of my life experience and how he trained me for these basic foundations that we're going to be talking about here tonight. Amen? And one of the first points I have here, one of the first points I have here is warfare prayer. Say warfare prayer.
Warfare prayer.
Warfare prayer is our weapon against the enemy. It's our weapon that we can come up against the kingdom of darkness. It's the weapon that we can use when the enemy tries to hit us and attack us. It's the weapon that Jesus used when Satan came to him while he was in the desert. Amen? And he used the word of God because it is sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen? We have that at our disposal. Each and every single one of us have that. The power of prayer, warfare prayer, the power to change life, the power to bring the kingdom of heaven down here on earth, the power to speak into somebody else's life, the power to heal, amen, the power to change lives, to change our own lives, to change our own circumstances. And I'm not talking about prayer when we messed up. Oh, help us. I'm not talking about prayer, oh, Lord, I know I shouldn't have been driving tonight. I've had a couple of ones. Now the boys in blue are behind me. Lord, get me out of this. You know, and that's fine. If that's where you are, if you're starting out, praise the Lord, you're praying. That's how I started out. Amen. But we got to get past going to Jesus like he a genie. And we just sitting there rubbing him. Oh, Lord, I'm ready to talk to you because I need something. Lord, I need this. Lord, bless me with this. Lord, bless me with that. Materials ain't a blessing. Don't let the enemy trick you. Amen. We got to come to God in spirit and truth. When we have our warfare prayer, amen, we need to approach the holy God that created the heaven and earth with reverence, with respect. Not that he owes us something. We owe our lives to him. We owe everything to him. Amen? And sometimes we have this self-entitlement that the enemy is still back in there that I deserve this. I need this. I'm here to come up. Amen? And sometimes it's rough. And I can speak about this area because at one point I was like that. Lord, I don't know what you're going to do, but I need a job yesterday. So I'm just going to sit here and wait for a job, but I'm not putting no work to it. What? Amen? Lord, I need you to move within my marriage. But I'm poking fights, I'm starting fights, I'm doing things that are going to get me in trouble. Not listening, whatever it may be, you know? How can we go to our God and expect him to move in our lives when we are stopping his hand? So with warfare prayer, say warfare prayer. This is the type of prayer that we can launch out, that we can build up our other fellow brothers and sisters within the church, within the kingdom of God. Amen? Because each and every single one of us, we're here for the next man over. We're not here for ourselves. Amen. We're here to lay down our lives for our next brother, our next sister. Amen. So that they can make it. Amen. Because we are here because in the kingdom of heaven, the least should be the greatest. We are called to be servants. Amen. And I don't mean carpets. I said servants. We are here to serve, to help one another, to be there for one another. And we can do that with warfare prayer. That's why when we come here on Wednesday nights, it is dynamic. Brother Pedro, Pastor Felipe, Brother Danielle, when they come and they start stirring up and rallying up the troops, amen, and we start praying and we start knocking down walls, amen, we start breaking chains, amen, and you know what, and if you stay long enough, you'll start noticing, hey, that one thing we were praying about ain't there no more. Hey, there's something new up there because that prayer's been met, amen, that prayer's been met. Because we all come in one accord. We all have that warfare prayer, the men's home. You guys are so blessed to be able to lock arms and to stand there on the front lines every single morning with one another and to be able to launch that prayer out. You guys are what's that's holding us. Amen. You guys are the foundation of this church. Amen. Be proud. Amen. I look to you guys and I'm inspired. I'm inspired. Amen. I sometimes have my children coming up. Dad, I want to go to the home. Amen. Okay, how about UTC or something, you know? Because he sees the anointing. He sees the anointing. He sees the Jesus. Amen. He ain't judging. He ain't looking at them anyway. He sees Jesus within their life, and it's evident. It should be evident in all our lives. And that's that warfare prayer. Say warfare prayer. Warfare. Amen. In Matthew 6, verse 33, familiar scripture, amen, written out of NIV. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be given to you as well. You see, with God, there's an order. Amen. And it ain't that hard to guess. He is priority number one. That's your primary objective, is God. Amen. And when you put him first in your day, when you put him first in your life, that's when things start taking over and start transforming within our lives. Amen. And when we wake up in the morning, amen, and we turn on that worship music, amen, that's when the dynamic warfare prayer starts kicking off. That's when the enemy starts running with his tail tucked in between his legs. Because brother so-and-so is up. Sister so-and-so is up. Amen. If you're feeling oppressed, you feeling like you're being challenged, you feel like you're being knocked down, pat yourself on the back. Because you know why? You made yourself a target. Amen. And the enemy don't hit nobody who ain't doing nothing. If you sitting there off to the side, on the sidelines, he ain't worried about you. No, he worried about that warrior right there that's slaying them demons, that's laying down the strongholds in this city, that's laying down the chains, the oppression, that's going out there witnessing, that's going out there knowing that no matter how trashed his life was before God, that he can go and pour out his life. Just as Jesus did, so that he could let his fellow brother, his fellow sister, his family and friends who saw him tore up from the floor up, like my family and friends did, and see, whoa, my Jesus, look what he has done in his life. Look what God, how far he has moved him. Oh, my Jesus, he was the black sheep of the family. She was this, he was that. I can't believe how far he has come. He was the last one I expected to meet. That was me. Amen. That was me. Everyone knew. My wife could not call my mom without her freaking out that I was either in the hospital or in jail. What did he do? What hospital is he at? That's no way for my mother to think about me. And I thank God every time I call her, she's thrilled to hear my voice. And it ain't, you got to collect call from
Secret Roger Gross.
You know? I am happy and proud that I'm able to call my mom and I can speak to her without a set time limit. Because I've done that. I've called her from jail. Amen. I've made those phone calls. It ain't easy because it affects everybody. Amen. But we can go to our brothers and let them know, my brother, that's not the way. My sister, what you're doing, that's not going to help you. That's only leading you down to destruction. How do I know? Because I've been there. I've done that. And when we have dynamic warfare prayer, we're able to stand up against the enemy when he gets in our face, when he starts testing our temptation, when he starts rising up our flesh. Because we've been with God first thing in the morning. And it ain't, oh, Lord, I need this, I need that. It's, Lord, what can I give to you? Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you even woke me up today. I come with, to you with thanksgiving and humble, my God. Amen? Amen. Jesus would always withdraw himself from the crowds of people, from his disciples, and even the high demands of his ministry to be alone and to pray to God. He prayed day and night. Can I please have you go to Mark chapter 1, verse 35 through 39? Mark chapter 1, verse 35 through 39. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to go look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everybody is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have came." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. You see, when we're stuck in our lives, first of all, Jesus himself had to separate. He modeled prayer in his life. He modeled prayer from the beginning of his ministry, when he was out in the wilderness being tested, to the end of his ministry when he was saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He lived and breathed prayer, which if the Son of God did that so often, how much should we do it? How much more do we need prayer within our lives? I pray continuously. Continuously. That morning prayer, amen. That's like a jump start to my day. That gets me going. But you know what? I also got to feed that fire. I got to keep putting gas in. I got to keep putting that coin in to keep that fire burning within me. You know, and I'm right now, honestly, I'm blessed at my job right now. Amen. Because I can go to work and I can put on my little Bluetooth speaker and I have worship playing for like 4 hours. It drives all the guys in my department crazy, but they don't know that warfare prayer is touching their life. That those songs that they hear is slowly ministering to them. That when the spirit breaks out, those walls are coming down. That they're coming to me, "Brother so-and-so, or excuse me, Ezekiel, can you pray for me in this area?" When I was asking you about Run for Hope last year, you told me you was an atheist. You want me to pray for you? Amen, brother. Amen, sister. "Hey, how's so-and-so? I just want to let you know I was praying for him. Oh, his surgery went great. The cancer is gone. Thank you for praying. Oh, how's sister so-and-so? How's your friend? How's this person?" Because we have dynamic prayer. Amen. And when we start giving it out and start being unselfish, like I know one of my brothers here, amen, he goes to Facebook, "I'm in prayer. What you need prayer about?" I'm like, yeah, amen. You know, because that's what it's about. We go to God with our needs, amen, and then the rest of the time, "Lord, who can I pray for?" Amen. I'm always praying for somebody because the Lord's always putting somebody in my spirit. My friend, my family, my brother, my sister. So God is always putting someone in my heart. "Lord, I don't know what's going on right now, my God. I just want to lift up that brother, that sister right now. My God, I don't know what's going on. Lord, you just have your way. Take control. Let them know that you are there with them, my God, that you are holding them throughout whatever storm, my God, is going on within their life." Amen. I get back right back to work. Oh, Lord, it's somebody else. Amen. I pray. And you know what? It is astonishing how much prayer can transform you, can transform your brother, your sister, and how hard the enemy fights for you not to. I wake up 2 in the morning, trying to hit that snooze because I stayed up extra last night, or I was working out extra, or whatever it is. And the enemy, hey, nah, just go back to sleep. It's okay. What's one day? What's one morning? Now I wake up, I'm running late. My flesh is in the flesh. That's when you know it's bad, when your flesh is in the flesh. Like, wow, even you ain't there. Amen. Hey, when the flesh is in the flesh, wow. Amen. And you start noticing. And if you notice, I guarantee you everybody else is too. And you're walking in, and you're that cheerful guy or gal. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing today? Hey, boss. Hey, sister. Hey. And then one day you walk in. Morning. I just ain't had coffee. Is there any? Why ain't there no straws? There's never no sugar. Hey, you good? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Now we got to play it off because now they're sensing our aggression. They're sensing our hostility. They're sensing our flesh because they're used to seeing us prayed up in the morning. They're used to seeing us prayed up coming at them. Hey, brother. Hey, sister. How are you? Real soft, real humble, with humility. Amen. And then they notice, oh, woke up on the wrong side today. Amen. We need that warfare prayer. Say warfare prayer. In Luke chapter 6, verse 12 and 13, one of those days, Jesus went out to the mountains to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he came to his disciples. When the morning came, he came to his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, to whom he also designed apostles. Day and night, Jesus was with it. So that tells me, not only should we start our day with prayer, but we should end our day with prayer. Amen. And I always, you know, I try to model that for my children. I ask my children, you brush your teeth? Did you pray? Amen. Yeah, I prayed. Okay, all right. Amen. You know? Because warfare prayer has to be taught. Like any military application, like any fighting style, as a kingdom of God, as warriors for Christ, we need training in this area. Amen. It didn't take me overnight to get to where I was. It didn't take Brother Pedro overnight to start running the Wednesday night. It didn't take Pastor Felipe overnight to become a pastor. It didn't take Pastor Charlie to take overnight to take this city. Amen. We need to develop. We need to sharpen our sword. We need to continue on pounding it out every single day. Just as we hit the grind at the gym, just as we hit the grind at our work, just as we hit the grind at school, we need to hit our grind for Jesus. We put 110% into anything and everything, but when it comes to Jesus, it's like, here's the leftover change. That's all I got. I'm sorry. I was at work today for 6 whole hours, and Lord, I'm just too exhausted to pray. I can't read. Stand up then read. That's what I do. You got to figure out a way, because if the enemy's figuring out a way to stop you, you got to figure out a way to get over that obstacle. He's going to throw everything at you. He don't want you praying, talking to God. He don't want you in your word. Amen. He's going to throw anything and everything. That phone call, shut it off. The kids, lock the door. Praise the Lord. There's an age limit there. Praise the Lord. Use discretion. Use wisdom. Amen. But the enemy is always going to try to infiltrate that. I wake up super early when people go to bed. I'm up. And it's amazing what would go wrong in that hour. Every little thing. Can't find my keys. Where's my phone? Where's my wallet? The song is all whatever. It's in and out. That's when I know I gotta pray hard. Because I know something is lying ahead of me today. He's trying to rattle my cage. He's trying to cut off that umbilical cord to God that connects me to the true vine. Amen. Do warfare prayer. Prayer is a major theme throughout the Gospels. It started his ministry and ended his ministry. Are you devoted to prayer? Is it in your life? Amen. And like I said, these are foundational aspects within our walk, within our faith. Amen. So I want to encourage you, start out if you ain't doing it, a little bit at a time. What helped me? I made a list. And when you have a hectic life like me and a rough path like me, that list gets long really fast. And when you got family and friends that need prayer too, that list gets longer. And before you know, you didn't even finish your list. You spent forever on number three, number four. Amen. And that's a good problem. Amen. We need to have prayer in our life. We need to walk and breathe prayer. It is so important. And it's one of the most downplayed things in our arsenal, in the church, and I say not our church, but in Christianity. Amen. I know a lot of brothers at my job site that talk about they're Christian, that they go to church, they sing on the choir. Amen. That's good. And then they're like, hey, did you pray? Like, yeah. They're like, yeah, I don't pray. What do you mean you don't pray? Do you eat? Do you eat food? Because I gotta have that heavenly manna come down. I can't go through the day without my God having my back. Amen. I don't know if I have that scripture yet, so Lord, don't let me forget it, but I just got a thought. I'm gonna say it. Praise the Lord. 365 times I could remember that because there's 365 days in a year. 365 times in the Bible, God says, do not be afraid. I am with you. Do not be afraid. I am with you. That's one a day. Amen. Within our human life. And that speaks volumes to me. Amen. Because how many of us, sometimes we could be surrounded by so many and yet feel alone. This world is rough. This world is meant to chew you up and spit you out. Amen. To hold us down. To make us not want to even try. To make us want to give up. To make us look at our problems instead of looking at God. The enemy is very crafty. A master of his art. To hold us down because he's been doing it since the beginning of time. All the way from Adam and Eve. Confusing, tricking, deceiving, and lying. The Bible says that he's a roaring lion, looking to whom he may devour. Amen? Let's not be on that menu today. Let's hit up that warfare prayer. Say warfare prayer. Warfare prayer. Amen. And one of my favorite warfare prayers can be found in Psalms 103. Amen. 1-5. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things. Say good things. Good things. so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. That's how good our God is. Amen. Warfare prayer. That's what starts our day. That's what ends our day. That's what we start swinging around and we start chopping up the high grass within our lives, that we're able to penetrate those walls of other people's lives. Amen. So that when we're speaking, God could give us the words, not our words, but His words. The voice behind the voice that's able to go through and penetrate their heart, to open up their mind, to give them revelation and to open up their eyes. It's through prayer. It's what I pray for. It's what we all are praying for. Amen. Within our children's lives, within our spouse's lives, within our special loved ones' lives, within our friends' lives. Amen. Let's continue on backing up one another in prayer. Let's continue on backing up my pastor, because if I go through it, I know my pastor needs my prayer. I know the leaders of the church need prayer. Amen. Enemy ain't out here to play patty cake with us. He's out here to play for keeps. He wants your life. And as soon as he catches you slipping, you don't know if you got another chance. We ain't promised tomorrow. That's all he's waiting for. Amen. So let's watch each other's backs by continuing praying for one another. Amen. My second point here. Amen. Besides warfare prayer, we have fasting. Look at your neighbor, say fasting. Amen. That's what turns your little dagger into a long sword, into a launching pad, to a cannon. Amen. Fasting. Scripture tells us from the Old Testament to the New that when we are not eating or drinking in order to focus on prayer, not that we're skipping a meal, not that we're doing the new diet thing. No. When we are fasting and we are not eating or drinking in order to focus on prayer and the will of God through His Word. Say His Word. It will help us become closer to Jesus, and our eyes will be open to what Jesus wants to show us / teach us. We will be given supernatural wisdom and revelation through it. That's why, even for myself, when I'm fasting, I go through it. My stomach fights me hard, because now that spiritual fighting, that spiritual hit, just turn into physical hunger pangs in my body. Amen. And when I'm fasting, and I'm not saying I'm just going to skip a meal or oops, I forgot my lunch, or I don't have time to run home and go make something. I'm talking about spending time with God. When, Lord, I desire to be in your presence, to be with you in my prayer, be with you in my word. So you know what? I'm going to give up this food. I'm going to give up whatever. Amen. There's different types of fasting out there. Don't think that fasting just means 100% no food, no water, 40 days, 40 nights. No. There's different ways that you can do it. Amen. And I want to encourage you to not just start handling your warfare prayer. Amen. But to start coming to Wednesday night prayer. And when you come to Wednesday night prayer, amen, how about fasting? How about fasting to put that oomph into our prayer? To watch the mighty hand of God start moving within your life, start moving within your family's life, start moving within this church, start having these seats start filling up. And we start reaching those that need the help out there. That we start going out there and that fasting, that small little sacrifice. Amen. The word of God says that man don't live on bread alone. Amen. Can you hear me, folks? We live off the word of God. Amen. I know it's an old men's home little phrase. I don't know if it's still used, but when I would hear it, it would make me laugh because it was the realest thing I ever heard. Before you feed, you got to read. Before you feed yourself, you got to jump into your word. Amen? Read before you feed, because what that is saying is, once again, like Matthew 6:33 was saying, that we're putting God first before our breakfast. Amen? Before we're going to go out and do anything else, we're putting God first. And just like we don't really skip a meal unless we're fasting, we shouldn't be skipping a meal with the Lord. To having that heavenly manna that fills our soul, that fills our mind. Amen? That continues to grow us, that we can meditate and chew on and savor on it. Amen? As we're walking throughout our day, as we meditate upon His Word. As we meditate upon what He has for our lives, His goals, His plans that He has within us. Amen. And as we start fasting, as the little opening starts, it brings us closer to Jesus. It shows us what Jesus wants to show us and what He wants to teach us. It starts opening up what we need to cleanse within our lives that we may not have been aware to. Praise the Lord. Amen. In Isaiah 58:6-9, this is our God speaking to the prophet Isaiah. No, this is not the kind of fasting I want. Before I continue reading, I heavily encourage you to read all of chapter 58, but for time's sake, I'm taking out this little snippet. Amen. No, this is not the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Lighten the burden to those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them and do not hide them relatives who need your help. When your salvation will come down like dawn and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then when you call, the Lord will answer, "Yes, I am here. I will quickly reply." Remove the heavy yoke of oppression. When we fast, that's when God cracks His knuckles, rolls up His sleeves, and says, "Watch what I can do, son. Watch what I can do, daughter." Amen. And that's exciting to know. That's exciting to know that the creator of heaven and earth, when I fast and I put Him first in a 30-minute period or however your lunch is or however long it takes you to eat, some of us less, I kind of eat in a bit of a hurry. Help me, Lord. But when we put our God first within that time limit, He gets excited. He gets excited. Could you imagine when we all walked up in here, strode up in here, big and bad on Wednesday night to come into prayer? Amen. We had a dynamic warfare prayer in the morning. We fasted on our way in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hand of God starts to move. The walls of Jericho start falling down within our lives, within our loved ones' lives, within our children's lives. Because the enemy will hit whoever he can reach. He will reach out and touch whoever is closest to him. And yeah, that wall, that prayer wall, yeah, it'll keep him at a distance, but now we need to pray that wall of protection upon our family and our friends and our church. How many of us can say amen? Amen. So we have warfare prayer. We have fasting. Amen. And my last point is the Word of God. Say the Word of God. Amen. Our pastor, along with Scripture, is always talking about meditating on God's word. We should always be trying to line up our lives with his word. Amen. I have an acronym here. I love to share it. It's very familiar. Bible. B-I-B-L-E. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Basic instructions. And that's what always kicks me. Amen. See, the world and the enemy, they don't want you to think that the word of God is encrypted. Amen. And if you pray, yes, revelation will fall upon you if you so choose and desire it for you to understand it. But God wants us to read his love letter to us. That's his love letter. What he came to do for us ultimately today, and to what holds us in the future for all of mankind, for the church, amen, for the great city of Milwaukee, for the great city of Chicago or Atlanta or wherever God has called you to be, amen. And if I go back to the original scripture found in Matthew of the Great Commission of Matthew 28, he said, therefore go and make disciples of all the nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands that I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you even to the end of the age. We cannot go and teach somebody the word of God that we don't hold. I cannot teach you how to drive stick if I've never driven stick. Is it like regular driving? Sure. But reading the Bible ain't like reading just your average book. Amen? I have a concept. We all got a concept. Amen? But to teach you. See, when we read and we teach ourselves, one of the great things that they say is, if you're going to read and learn something for yourself, read and learn it as if you're going to be teaching somebody else. And you'll be able to better retain it. Amen. So when I read my word of God, and the Lord starts giving me all these things of my past, my thoughts, my problems, whatever's going on, whatever I heard on the radio, whatever I heard on the news. Amen. And I start reading his word starts illuminating itself to me. I start catching these revelations, amen, because I've been with him in prayer. I've been fasting with him. Now I'm digging in his word to find out his will for my life. You can't sit there and ask God, what do you want from me? What is my purpose? What is my will in my life? When he has basic instructions before leaving earth. How many of us want to hear go to heaven? Amen. How many of us want to be with our loved ones in heaven? Be on with Jesus. Amen. To be and meet all the great prophets, all the great heroes of the Bible. Amen. That did their time, that went through the trials that they did, just so that we can learn from it. Just so that we can have that hope, that encouragement to know that we can make it too. Amen. One of my favorite stories is Joseph. Man, that guy had a messed up life. Joseph, Joseph, Joseph. And I can relate to that because I've been in the pit. Amen. I've gone through that betrayal from loved ones. Amen. And we can all relate to somebody in the Bible. Who do you relate to? What story reaches out and touches your life? Amen. We won't know unless we crack open our Bibles. Amen. The Bible, you know, statistically talking, is one of the most mass-produced books in the world. Yet it is the least applied, the least used. Man, bro, look at that Bible. You got the Rolex of Bibles. Wow. You just get that? Nah, I've had it for like 8 years. Amen? You've had that beautiful, nice, brand new, pages still stick together Bible for 8 years, brother? You know? I heard this one saying once, saying, a man with his Bible falling apart shows a man with his life put together. A man whose Bible is falling apart shows a man's life who is put together. When we can sit here and go to God and go to His Word and know that when we have warfare prayer, when we start having our fasting sessions, amen, and we start digging into the Word of God, that strikes a fire within us. To know that the great commission of reaching out to our disciples, our brothers, our sisters, the lost ones of Milwaukee that are dying every single day, dying to opiates, dying to cocaine, dying to meth, dying to these new drugs. Amen. Common household items. That we can go out there. And it gives us a fire to go out and reach souls. Because that's what Victory Outreach is all about. The most unselfish ministry. Amen. And I'm sure there's many more out there. But VO is in my heart. The vision of Pastor Sonny. The vision of my Pastor Charlie. To go and reach those that are hurt and lost. And not just mere words or for show. But to have a passion, a fire to do it. To carry it out, to walk and breathe it, to talk about it day and night, because it's on his mind day and night. It should be in ours also, because we have all been given the same commission as our pastor. We have all had the responsibility to impact somebody else's life, amen. We have all been given the opportunity, the tools, and equipped to do it. Now, if you don't pick up your sword, that's your choice, my brother, my sister. If you don't pick up your shield of faith and you start getting rocked and you throw it and you leave, that's your choice, my brother, my sister. I advise you to stand and stand some more is what the Word of God says, to endure to the end. Amen? And reading our Word will do that. Hallelujah. In Joshua 1:8 and 9, the Word of God says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night. Say day and night. Day and night. So that you may be careful to do anything written in it. When you will be prosperous and successful, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. I know I was getting ahead of myself. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That is great news. He will be with you wherever you go. But in order to have that recipe, you got to meditate on His Word day and night. It ain't about memorizing who can memorize the biggest, longest scriptures, the whole Bible. Anybody seen the book of Eli? He memorized an entire Bible. Amen? That profits us none if we don't use it. None. It's just it becomes knowledge. Amen? I could talk to you about all kinds of trivia and other things that are useless, pointless. Amen. But I want my knowledge to have an impact, to have root, rooted in prayer, rooted in fasting, rooted in His Word. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:15-17, please. 2 Timothy 2. Work hard so that you could present yourself to God and receive His approval. How many of us want to have God's approval? Amen. What do we have to do to get His approval? Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly explains the word of truth. Avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godless behavior. This kind of speech spreads like cancer and is the case for that fellow gentleman and his friend. Amen. Yeah, I'm not even going to try. Present yourself as a workman approved by God. I want God to know, just like my boss knows, that I'm a hard worker. That I put my hands to the plow. That I don't have soft baby hands. I got calluses. Because the word of God says the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. There is so many out there waiting for us, but we don't want to break a nail. We don't want to get dirt underneath our fingernails. Amen? This is what we've been trusted and tasked with. This is our mission, our goal in life. That's right. It's not about you. It's about the person to your side. Look to your neighbor and say, it's all about you. Amen. Amen. Let's continue being a brick in the wall. Amen. We all got to lock up. We all got to shoulder up, mount up, ride together. Amen. Enemy don't want us together. He don't want us praying. He don't want us fasting. He definitely don't want us in our word. And it's these three things, which if we were to take a poll United States wide, that would be low on the list. Amen. But we can model that. We can model that, and I don't mean in a boastful way. Yeah. No, thank you. I can't eat with you next Thursday of 2 months from now. I'll be fasting that day. It's not about that. Amen. It's about getting with your God, with Him, one-on-one. One-on-one. To have Him transform your life like He's done, like He continues to do every single day. Every day you wake up is a miracle because somebody did it. Somebody did not wake up today. And somebody won't wake up tomorrow. We need to know at the end of the day, just like Jesus prayed in the morning, prayed in the evening, that we're at the end of the day, we have ourselves right, that we have ourselves straight, that we've known that we've done what we can, amen, to make an impact. And that's why digging into the Word of God, that's how we equipped ourselves. That's what makes our fasting move. That's what makes our prayers more dynamic. When we dig into the Word of God. Why? Because it's basic instructions before leaving earth. It teaches us how to pray. When we read about the Psalms with David, it teaches us about Daniel when he would pray and he would fast. It teaches us how to withstand the slings and arrows that go up against us. It teaches us to love one another, to be unselfish. It teaches us to live humble lives. Lives worthy of Jesus saying, a workman approved. Well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. That we've gone through all the obstacles. We're not promised a lazy boy river life just because we're Christians. No. The enemy was at you in the world and he hated you that much out there. How much more? But you're in the army of God. Where he said that he goes before you and everywhere that he goes, he is with you. That Romans 8 verse 31, which is not up on the screen, says, if God goes before, if God is for me, who can be against me? That we fight an enemy that's defeated. An enemy, a lion that roars but has no teeth. All bark, no bite. And he snarls at us. And we run. Amen. Like those old Looney Tunes, and it shows a little mouse, but he made this big old shadow on the wall, big bad wolf or whatever, and it's the little mouse. He's defeated. And I know when I rise up against him, he be wanting to go toe-to-toe. And I know by myself I can't take him because I need your guys' prayers. I need you praying for me. I need you praying for this church. I need you praying for this city. So when the enemy hits us, he don't hit me, he hits we. He hits all of us because we all come with that power. We all come with that punch. When we go and we pray and we fast and we start weakening him and his grip slowly starts to loosen within our lives, starts loosening over the family's lives, starts loosening over our neighborhoods, amen? We can pray this city. We could turn this city around. If 12 men flip the entire known world around upside down, there's more than 12 of us in here. Victory Outreach is across the globe, across the world. Amen. And we're here to make a difference because we're radical people. That's who we are. And don't think that in Christianity, that's what we're not going to be. Just as radical, like I was saying, the enemy taught me through prayer. I was praying before I even knew I was praying. When I was sitting there going through the things I went through in my life, and I would pray to God, not realizing I was praying. That when I was sitting there starved and abused as a child, and I'm sitting there praying to God, little did I know I was fasting and praying to God and getting near him. And he honored that. Little did I know that when I would dig into my word, that I would be up here proclaiming his word, his plan, his goals for you. God has a way to use anybody. If he can use me, he can use anybody. Amen? There are others that are out there that need to know the word of God and will twist it in an incorrect way. Or other false doctrine. That is why you need to be in your word. Because when you're prayed up and you've been fasting and now you're ready to go and make disciples of the world, and then you go to somebody else of a different doctrine or somebody else that once upon a time read the Bible in jail or prison, and then, hey, brother, I just want to let you know this. Oh, yeah, how much do you know about the Bible? Any of us ever had those conversations witnessing? They want to get into a theological debate. It ain't no more about Jesus. It's about how much do you know about your word. Amen. The enemy knows God's word also. And that's why he twists it. Amen. Just like he did with Eve. Did God really say? And if we don't know God's word, yeah. Amen? When we dig into our word and we learn the word of God, we're able to overcome those things. Amen? I have a little commercial here. And I want to make this little plug for VETI. Victory Education Training Institute. If you're not in VETI, I want to nudge you towards that. Amen? And I'm not saying to become a whatever or whatever you may think or heard about it, but VETI is what's going to open up your eyes to the Bible, to start giving you those revelations from pastors that are anointed, that's been studying it, that's able to pass along their knowledge. Amen? VETI Educational and Training Institute. We also have the Argazoni Academy for those that want to further it. Amen. Special little tracks that go on that you can follow, you know, if you so desire to become a leader in our church. Amen. And I took this off the website. VETI is a cutting edge Bible Institute providing biblical, ministerial, and leadership training. VETI is the starting point for those seeking to grow their knowledge of the Bible and theology. if we were to go into Veti and we were to start applying what we learn, amen, you turn that average little soldier into an elite killing machine. Now you got that specialized, weaponized training. Amen. Now, woo-wee, you can start making those hits. Amen. As we all stand, I got one more scripture for us as a worship team makes their way up. Mark chapter 12, verse 24. Amen. Mark chapter 12, verse 24. Jesus replied, "Your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and that you don't know the power of God." Really simple. Amen. We need these basic foundational things within our lives. Prayer. Fasting, word. And we need them daily. Every single day of our lives as we continue to move and grow in God's glory and in His presence. Amen. And if you ain't been doing that, praise the Lord. I'm not here to judge. None of us are. We all have a starting point. Amen. The wonderful, beautiful thing about God is no matter how many steps we are away from Him, it takes one step to get right back on plan, get right back on track, get right back where we left off. Like an old friend that we haven't seen or talked to in a long time, we can pick it right up. And that's the beautiful love of His grace and mercy. Amen. Amen.